Peter, that's your third pre-season match, so how do you feel it's going?
Again, I think, in all honesty, you can see there's still, like, in terms of the boys playing passing floor football, we're still a wee bit off it. That's got to be expected. Again, in terms of their application and their attitude, we can't ask for more. We knew it was going to be competitive today. That's, you know, one of the fixtures that we thought was going to be one of the testing ones in pre-season, because East Fife have put a good squad together. Darren's put a squad that's probably been challenging next season, the top of the league one. So from that side of things, we got what we wanted from the game. From the football side, we felt that we started the game brightly. First 10 minutes, created chances and scored a good goal. Great that we've got Kevin off the mark. I think everybody could see with a smile on his face what it meant to him. So then we sort of fell off a little bit in terms of being able to keep good possession of the ball. Had a wee bit of a nip at them at half time. And I thought the first 15 minutes of the second half was better. We played football, broke the lines with some passing. And although it's a pre-season game, it's nice to come away with a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did feel towards the end of the first half that despite we were stringing passes together, and you're right, possibly, if you're going to bet on it, these five look strong at this stage.
No, they do. And as I say, they're facing the same challenges as what we do. So I'm not making excuses. What I'm saying is that the boys applied themselves properly. You know, East Fife were on the back of they played Hearts during the week and lost that game, and then you go 1-0 up early in the game, so it puts that wee bit between the teeth. But again, they're a good side, you know, and it was a hard fixture, but one that we thoroughly enjoyed, and we've got what we need to take from the game.
And you started all three of your own home players.
No, again, you know, I'm talking about after the first 10 minutes, and then you get East Fife give a reaction. It's only natural that when you bring new boys into the team as well, that it does take time for them to settle. Do I think we've seen the best of us today? No, I think there's more to come. But again, what I have said is bringing new players into the squad, there's now competition for places, and you know, there was a few again that missed out with some knocks and bruises that we didn't want to take a chance on, and we'll hopefully get them some game time next Tuesday and Thursday in the games coming up.
But Ryan Dow, that's the first 30 minutes he'd had, so that's good to see him back.
Yeah, it was probably strange, and you know, when I spoke to the chairman yesterday, and says, look, I want to start Ryan rather than him sitting about for an hour. The intention was, I would have loved to have given him 45 minutes, and he looked like he could have handled it no problem. But just to make sure that, you know, for that extra 10-15 minutes, it would have been silly if he'd picked up anything. So it was planned to bring him off after the half hour mark and then go to a 4-4-2, give Lewis a chance to play up front with Kevin as well. So as I say, there's different things that I've taken from today, getting a chance to see Kerr and Kyle in the middle of the park together without having the influence of Stephen Whittaker in there. You know, playing with the one striker, sort of, we were forced into that a little bit with the injuries that we've had to face. Kevin led the line well, and as I say, you know, playing with three in behind them, so it was a worthwhile exercise and one that will take a lot of positives from.
The three we're missing is Owen Van Williams, Declan McManus, and Paul Watson. So are those injuries just niggly injuries?
Yeah, Owen's was a clash where there was a bit of swelling on the outside of his shin. It's taken a little bit longer than we'd probably hoped for to start, you know, calming down. But again, we're not going to win things playing pre-season games, and we just have to give him the time that he's going to require on that one. Declan came on at Stenhouse Muir, and he just tweaked his hamstring a little bit. He's trained towards the end of the week there. We don't take any risks on him, so he'll be involved. He'll get some minutes this week, all going well. And who's the other one that you said? And Paul Watson. It's been a long week, trust me, it's been a long week.
You've got that many.
Paul Watson was just he just felt his hip a little bit, needing another 24 hours, so Paul's fine, and he's there's no issues with him.
So looking at forward to next week, you've got Rangers on Tuesday afternoon and Stirling on Thursday evening.
Yes, And as I say, it'll be a chance for us to give boys the right amount of game time. We'll have to be mindful of the boys that have played today, and then look at, you know, getting the right balance to who plays on Tuesday and who plays on Thursday, but very much look at them as games to getting the right amount of minutes into the legs again.
Super, thank you.
Thank you.